Randy, buddy, where are you touring? I went to your website, and dude, you are just, do you have a home?
I have photos. I have photos that I cherish, my brother. They're wrinkly now and yellowed. It's been so long.
Seriously. Do you still have a place down in Seal Beach, or have you moved somewhere else?
No, my brother. No, my wife, Leslie, and I live in South Carolina.
Okay.
Right near the capital of Columbia. And we are enjoying a few brief, sweet days at home. Just finished some studio work, as Phil had mentioned. And then we were, and we asked the Lord to order our steps. And we thought we were going to head to Wisconsin for a few days to see my mother-in-law and celebrate Easter. But they've got the flu bug going around and a lot of snow. And so we really felt the Lord shut that plan down. And so we're home here for, like 5 days. And then it's off to the next adventure. We've got concerts in Illinois, Minnesota, and then 3 up in Alaska. So with my movement, you'd almost suspect we were running from the law.
Well, there is that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They haven't caught me yet, man. I'm telling you.
My other big important question I have for you is, how high can you get that leg kick these days without throwing something out?
You know, these days I do that only with the aid of hydraulics. it's effective, though. It's just effective. I don't know. You know, it's funny. It's just something. It's something that I do. It could be involuntary muscular problem. I don't really know.
I know.
I still do it from time to time. I think it's just kind of primal glee and a little tip of the hat to rock and roll passion. If anybody has license to be passionate about life and music, it's Christians, you know, someone whose life has been touched by Jesus. So yeah, the kicking and the twitching still transpires.
Well, I'm happy. The world of pharmaceuticals has come a long way. You could get that fixed now.
Yeah, but where's the fun in that, dude?
So listen, I want to know about any new material that has come out of your face in the last 5 years, because I think it's been that long since you were on the show.
Wow. So I was thinking, so you've dodged a bullet that long. And sooner or later, he's kind of like a foot disease. You spray, he just keeps coming back.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you know, I did a really fun project with a great singer-songwriter named Buck Storm. That was 5 or 6 years ago, called Breath of God. It's acoustic-driven, it's kind of alt-country. You can find that on his website, you can find it on mine. And then beyond that, you know, I'm just excited to see this new work coming together. You know, you live your life and keep pressing in with the Lord. My wife and I are out there being the gypsies for Jesus on the road. About 80% of the year.
Wow!
So it seems like, you know, as you do that, then new songs start percolating. You know, so mm-hmm. just because you're watching your own story unfolding and you're interacting with all these other people, everyone's life is a story unfolding, you know. And so everyone's looking for clues to the roadmap, and so I keep on finding stories worth telling, mm-hmm. and I've compiled a bunch of them, and I'm about halfway through with this new project, and you'll probably appreciate this, Drew, because I was thinking about the project maybe 6 months ago before I went into the studio, and I thought, you know, I think I'll call it Lost Art of Listening.
I'm sorry.
Apropos for
Sorry, what?
You're funny, boy. Pull your teeth out, make you eat them. Okay. That's dentistry gone terribly wrong right there. Sorry, am I shouting?
No.
I can never tell. Or is it, I'm just screaming in my dreams. Ooh, that's kind of cool. Okay, anyway, so I was thinking, you're going to call it Lost Art of Listening because of our toxic, noisy culture.
Yeah.
Then, one morning, I went stumbling into the bathroom. I'm looking in the mirror, like brushing my teeth. My praise hair is kind of sticking up toward the celestial realms. That's a praise offering that even the Lord doesn't want. And so I'm looking in the mirror, and I came up with the title, and the title of the record and the title track as well is called This Old Face. So
nice.
Everyone's got a face.
Yeah.
And every face tells a story, know.
Yeah.
And so So I started. I went, oh, that's it. This old face. And not only that, but I don't take myself too seriously.
Really?
You probably noticed that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I thought, I've been around, I'm enjoying my 49th year in music ministry.
Wow.
And I thought, I've been around long enough. I'm not a great culture hero or a big star, but my name and my face have been familiar enough for decades.
Yeah.
That I thought, let's just call this, in sort of an unpretentious way, let's just call it This Old Face. Yep. And so wrote the song. I think it's one of the best on the record.
Nice.
And now I'm just doing it piecemeal as the Lord provides time and resources between tour adventures.
Well done,
so
man.
I think it will be done probably by mid-July.
Okay.
And then we'll have it out soon.
Well, I could not finish the Drew Marshall Show without having, without having you on one more time. Thank you for your friendship over the years. Thank you for your, I don't use the M word very often, but your ministry, I've actually appreciated it. You were one of the first people to help me see that religious people weren't as anally retentive as I was led to believe. And your insanity resonated with mine from the time I was young and the time you were young. Now we're both old and we're both still nuts. So
it's a scary bonding experience that we can't avoid.
No, that's right. That's right.
It's too late. It's too late now, but
too late, man.
It'll step up your prayer life. So that's good. Oh Lord, please fix me.
Can you imagine if you and I ever did a show together? It'd be illegal, is what would happen there.
Yeah, he would end up with incarceration and then tattoos that we really don't want.
Exactly. Anyway, randystonehill.com is the website, randystonehill.com. The guy is, he's been going forever. I know it makes him sound like he's old, but he's a Christian Hall of Fame inductee. He's seen by many as one of the original pioneers of Christian rock from back in the 60s, 70s, Jesus People movement, born out of the summer of love, randystonehill.com. Dude, thank you. I actually love you.
Well, and I love you right back. This has been a pleasure and a privilege, and I think I'll be able to spring back with a minimum of counseling. So that's a plus.
Good.
That's good.
All right, we're gonna head out with one of your tracks, and we'll see you soon. Look forward to next time you're in the Toronto area.
Oh yeah, you know what? I actually was thinking the very same thing before the interview, that when you move on from this vocation to being the town greeter, I'm bound to bump into you at an intersection and
Walmart
Walmart.
Just waving.
Yep.
But I really do look forward to seeing you. And also, let me say, happy Resurrection Day to you and to the listeners as we celebrate the single greatest event in all of human history. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Drew. And thank you. Is it Tom?
Sure. It doesn't matter.
That's the larger version.
He does not matter.
Thanks, Randy.
I thought he was the one that was holding your restraints.
Yes.
It's important just for general public health and safety is all I'm saying. Okay, I'll stop now. I need a nap or something.
Okay. All right. All right. Go have your Metamucil. See you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
See you, Randy. Bye-bye. Randy Stonehill and Phil Kagi on the Drew Marshall Show. Man, I almost lost the entire show to those two guys.
Yes.
And Jerry Lewis somehow got in there.